The Jack Benny Program, starring Jack Benny, with Mary Livingston Rochester, Dennis Day, Bob Crosby, and yours truly, Don Wilson.
Beverly Hills. Last night, Jack had a small dinner party at his home. As we look in now, we find Rochester once again, with the help of his friend Roy, cleaning up.
Gee, it was nice of you to come over and help me with my work, Roy.
Oh, that's all right, Rochester. That's what friends are for.
There, the rugs look fine now. Help me put away the chairs.
Oh, okay. Say, who did Mr. Benny have at the party last night?
All the usual people, his staff, some of the musicians, and his writers.
Were Mr. and Mrs. Ronald Coleman here?
No, they were invited, but as they were leaving their house to come over here, Mr. Coleman tripped on the steps and broke his leg.
No.
Yeah, and you should have seen the smile on his face as they drove him away in the ambulance. Take the extra leaves out of the dining room table.
Say, Rochester, who sat in this chair?
Frank Remley. Why?
He left his shoes under the table.
Well, put his shoes in the closet.
You'll have to help me. He's still in them. Say, Rochester. Would you like to go bowling with the boys on your next day off?
I can't, Roy. I have a date to go out with Susie.
You've been seeing a lot of her, haven't you?
Yeah.
Tell me, Rochester, why don't you and Susie get married?
Oh, we'd like to. In fact, I even talked to her father. But he said he won't let me marry Susie because I can't support her in the same style to which he has accustomed her to.
Oh. What does he do for a living?
Nothing. He's on the lease. Now, let's put all the silverware away.
Gee, Rats, I thought you were making more money now. Wasn't Mr. Benny supposed to give you a raise last year?
Then he got mad at me on February 14th. That's his birthday. When he came down to breakfast that morning, I presented him with a birthday cake with 40 candles.
Well, what did Mr. Benny do?
He ate one candle and we were back to normal.
And he used a silly thing like that for a reason not to give you a raise? Rochester, tell me something. Why is Mr. Benny so, shall we say, frugal?
Oh, we shall, we shall!
What I mean, Rochester, is why is Mr. Benny so anxious to save all his money? Doesn't he know that old saying? You can't take it with you.
Oh, he knows he can't take it with him. But he figures if he leaves a big enough pile, he can look down and see it.
Good morning, Rochester.
Good morning, boy.
Good morning, Mr. Benny.
Oh, good morning, Roy. Well, you fellas certainly have the house looking nice and clean.
Thank you. Say, would you like me to get you anything special for breakfast?
No. Just some orange juice, coffee, and toast.
Oh, I'll have it ready in a couple of minutes.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Polly.
Hello, Danny.
Shall I answer the door, Mr. Benny?
No, I'll get it, Roy. I wonder who that is at the door. Maybe it's Ava Gardner. Or Jane Russell. Or Marilyn Monroe. Gee, here it is 11 o'clock and I'm not awake yet. Oh, well. Coming. Hi, Jack. Oh, Bob, come on in. Bob, I wasn't expecting you.
Hello, Bob.
Hello, Polly.
Hey, Jack, I came over to see you on a rather personal matter.
Now, look, Bob. If it's about that raise in salary, I can't...
Oh, no, Jack. I'm perfectly happy with what I'm getting.
Well, good. So what is it? What is it, Bob?
Well, Jack, one of the gimmicks on my television show is sort of a quiz. If you can help me out.
How?
Well, you stand behind a screen where no one can see you, and you play something on your violin.
On my violin?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's great. And the contestant will try to guess what song I'm playing.
No, what instrument?
Well, I guess I can do that for you, Bob, and then I'll tell you what else I'll do. When the quiz is over, I'll step out on the stage and tell some jokes.
Oh, well, gee, thanks a lot, Jack, but we don't have any jokes on my program.
Oh.
You see, we find it kind of difficult to get laughs on my show.
Well, that's funny. I get big laughs on my show. Why is it so tough for you?
Well, look, I'm a young man. I'm reasonably nice-looking. I sing a fair song.
Uh-huh.
I have my own hair, and I like to spend money. Now, how in the world can I get laughs?
Gee, I never thought of that.
The mail just came, Mr. Berry. Here it is.
Oh, thanks. Let's see, these are all bills. This looks like an advertisement. Let's see what this ad is. It's from the Book of the Month Club. They've been trying to get me to join that for years, you know. I wonder if I should.
Oh, that's a good setup, Jack. You get all the latest books.
I know.
See, all my friends and my family belong to it.
What about your brother Bing?
Well, he belongs to the Yacht of the Month Club.
The Yacht? The Yacht of the Month Club? I never heard of that.
Well, the only other member is Ali Khan.
Oh.
King Farouk dropped out about a year ago.
You can get laughs on your own show.
Hey, Mr. Berry, your breakfast is ready.
Oh, thanks. Bob, would you like to join me?
Oh, no, thank you, Jack. I just had mine.
Good.
Say what? I think I'd better be running along now, or I'll be late for my TV show.
Hey, but it's pretty early, isn't it?
I know, but I still have to be made up, and I need a shave.
How are you fixed for a blade?
See, she knows the Gillette commercials.
Knows them, she does them.
Oh, so that's where she goes every Friday night. Well, so long, Bob. See you at rehearsal Saturday.
So long, Jack.
So long.
Oh, Mr. Benny.
Yeah.
Well, Roy and I have finished cleaning up the house, and Roy's about to leave, and, well, I thought you might want to show your appreciation.
Oh, yes. Oh, Roy.
Yes, Mr. Benny.
I want to thank you for helping Rochester. And here, this is for you. One, two, three, four, five.
Five, Mr. Benny?
Yes. Bring your friends. They might enjoy the broadcast, too. Really a good one, you know.
Thank you, Mr. Benny. I'm sure we'll enjoy the show. Goodbye.
Wait a minute, Roy. Wait a minute. Before you go, I want to give you some money, too.
Oh, that's not necessary.
There it is. But I'll tell you what. I'll play a little game with you. I guess there. I've got some money in my fist, and you can guess how much it is. It's yours. I'll give you three guesses.
Okay. $1?
No.
$2?
No.
Let me see. Could it be three?
Or... Roy, you're going in the wrong direction.
He is not. I've got a $5 bill. Here it is, Roy.
Well, thank you, Mr. Benny. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Goodbye. See you next week, Rochester.
Goodbye, Roy. Mr. Benny, may I say something personal to you?
What is it, Rochester?
Well, I'm convinced you're getting more generous all the time.
Really?
Yeah. I'll never forget the first time you played that game with me. I never guessed how much you had to your fist.
Let's see. What did I have?
3 francs, 4 yen, and a peso.
Oh, Oh, yes. I did a lot of traveling that year. Rochester, I forgot to ask you, were there any phone calls for me?
No, but while you were asleep, a policeman from the Beverly Hills Traffic Division came to see you. He'll be back later. He wants to see you personally.
Oh, my goodness. What do he want?
Well, the city wants to put parking meters in front of your house.
Well, why does he have to see me personally?
Well, they want you to take yours down first.
City like Beverly Hills can't stand a little competition. Well, anyway, if there are any other calls for me, Rog, I don't want to be disturbed.
Oh, are you going to take a nap?
No, I'm going into the den and practice my violin.
Oh, Bob, you promised me you wouldn't do that until my day off.
I know, but this is an emergency. Now, Bob Crosby wants me to play it on his television program, and...
Want me to tell him that you're not in?
No, I'll get this one. Hello?
Hello, Jack. This is Don Wilson.
Don? Now, what's the matter with
you? Jack!
Don, you sound so peculiar. What's wrong?
I exhaled and let out all my breath.
Well, why'd you let out all your breath?
I have to. I'm calling from a phone booth.
Wait a minute. You can fit into a phone booth.
I know, but the sportsman quartet's in here with me.
Well,
John,
look.
I can't hold it much longer. Here,
fellas. Old lady, oh, how he can struggle, she's as sweet as can be. And when we're in the parlor, oh, the way she whips is pretty nothing to me. All I can do with her, oh, it isn't what she does, but oh, the clever way she does it.
Fine. Now, for heaven's sake, take a breath.
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, darn it, I should have stepped out of the phone booth first.
Goodbye, Don.
Goodbye.
All right, Chester, get me my violin, will you?
Well, all right, here you are.
Thank you.
Thank you.
someone will wait on me. I wonder if that man is a salesman there. I'll ask him. Excuse me.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, I want to buy a string for my violin.
Oh, you get those in the musical instrument department. I'm in charge of the phonograph records.
Oh, good. That's one of the things I'm here for, too. Some new records.
Oh, well, then you're in luck. We just got some very excellent ones. Now, let's see. Here's the record I'm looking for. It's the Boston Philharmonic Symphony Orchestra's rendition of La Toldalana de Pontrero.
No, I don't think I'd like that.
Oh, I can show you how it goes.
Look, there's no sense playing it on a phonograph.
You don't need to hear it on a phonograph. I'll show you myself. I do a wonderful imitation of an electric organ.
An electric organ?
Yeah, listen.
Wait a minute. That didn't sound much like an electric organ to me.
Well, I wasn't plugged in.
Well, can I get someone else to wait on me?
What's the matter? Don't you like me?
Well, frankly, look, I don't want any records. All I want is a string for my violin.
Well, I told you, it's in that department over there. The salesman will help you.
Oh, thank you. I don't know what's wrong with me today, but everybody looks like my parents. Oh, this man here must be the salesman.
Oh, mister.
Mister.
Yes!
No. Look, I came over here to buy a G-string.
To violin, cello, or are you a burlesque
dancer? For my violin. Don't you recognize me?
Hey, let's see. Are you Yasha Heifer?
No.
And Misha Elman?
No.
Why, Evelyn, how you changed?
Look, I'm not Evelyn, I'm Jack Benny.
Jack Benny, the radio and television comedian?
Yes.
Well, what a coincidence. My ex-wife thinks you're so funny.
Your ex-wife thinks I'm funny?
Yes, that was the grounds for the divorce. The judge even awarded me the custody of the children.
Look, I didn't come here to discuss your private life. All I want is a string for my violin.
All right. Here. That'll be $2.50.
Well, charge it.
You have a charge account here?
Yeah, just look under Jack Benny. You'll find it.
Here, let's see. Yes, here it is. Jack Benny, 366 North Cabinet Drive. Say, you owe us 89 cents.
What for?
Calling on the telephone.
Never mind. Just charge this string to me.
Look, why do I have to go through all the trouble of writing up a charge for such a little amount? Why don't you pay cash?
Because I want to charge it. Now, write it up.
I'm not going to.
Now, wait a minute. Why is it I get along with everybody else, but the minute I meet you, there's trouble?
Because I don't like you.
I don't like you either. Now, wrap that string.
It'll be a pleasure.
That's better.
I'm going to wrap it around your neck.
I'm getting out of here. And if I ever meet you again...
You will.
I'm warning you that there will be so much trouble. You won't forget it as long as you live.